You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Making every day of this pandemic count.
What would you do? What would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same?
It's the Wally Show.
If you're one of those who has decided to hold out on getting the COVID vaccine, I'm sure you've heard of many incentives being offered to you in hopes that it'll be tempting enough that you'll get the shot because you just can't refuse.
I know. You like add that thing in. It becomes very like infomercially.
Yes, it does. Like in Alabama where you can race around a NASCAR track with a COVID shot, or Krispy Kreme offering free donuts to anyone with a vaccine card.
I know
card.
People, friends of mine that have taken them up on that every day.
Yep. And now the governor in Colorado is joining the bandwagon and offering a chance to win $1 million. And if I'm sounding like an infomercial, that's exactly what I'm aiming for. When Governor Jared Polis made the announcement to Colorado residents about the $1 million offer, he was being serious. But Colorado TV personality Kyle Clark thought the governor's speech sounded just so much like an infomercial that he actually added some music to it, and it doesn't sound half bad.
Anybody who got the vaccine in Colorado or who gets the vaccine will be an automatic participant in not one, not two, not three, not four, but five drawings for $1 million, a total of $5 million.
But wait, there's more. That's so
great. You can call now, 800.
Yeah, I mean, I get it on some level. You're trying to inspire people to do it. Ohio's doing that. New York just announced free college for people between 12 and 19 getting it and stuff like that. And it's just, it's getting to the point where it's kind of a game on us. Like, that, it feels weird right now.
It feels to me like a game show.
Yeah,
like,
that's
how
it.
Long can I hold out? Yeah. What are you going to get for me?
Yeah, that's weird. But, I mean, it's somebody's going to win $1 million and change their life, I guess.
Right?
It ain't going to be me because I don't live in any of those states. But hold out and see what you get, I guess. FM, this is the Wally Show, and if you've ever given yourself a "you go girl," you're perfect for girl power.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have, actually. No, I'm not allowed to play. This is Boss Queen, okay? So this is only ladies. Guys, sorry you have to sit this one out. But this is a chance for you to share with us something that maybe the rest of the world might even find as mundane or not impressive at all. But you're like, dadgummit, I'm proud of myself for that. I did this. I accomplished this. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm proud of me.
And that's exactly what happened to me recently. I went out to meet a friend for dinner. But while we were there, I passed by the store and I was like, I'm just going to walk in there real fast. And I found the perfect birthday gifts for two of my friends who have birthdays coming up. And like, 2 and 3 months away.
Oh, you're way out ahead of it.
Right. But usually I find myself on the opposite end of like, oh gosh, how quickly can Amazon get it here?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But I felt so good about it. Like, I've already got it planned, already got it wrapped. I'm just ready to
what?
Go.
What? It's wrapped and ready?
Yeah,
oh my
goodness.
Yeah,
ready to go.
Here's the irony is she'll forget. And then she'll like, the day will come and go and she'll be like, I forgot. And then still have to send it to her late.
Gosh,
but good for
stink.
You. I know. I can see it happening though. So Gavin, we will give her the obligatory
Boss Queen!
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's what you get for your Boss Queen moment. 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, doesn't even have to be earth-shattering, but it's just something that you're like, man, I'm proud of me. I'm going, girl. Okay? You made it like
personal. What they say?
Yeah. Like,
I have never heard myself or any of my girlfriends
I'm going, girl.
Yeah, because normally you say,
girl.
You go, girl, but if you're making it
but
like
I'm
subjective.
Going,
yeah, I'm going, girl. I'm trying to, I'm floating it and seeing if I can make it work.
No, it's not.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little Boss Queen with you right now. What's your Boss Queen moment?
My Boss Queen moment is I uninstalled an existing and reinstalled a new ceiling fan.
All right.
Right.
Okay, this is a Boss Queen moment. Now, when you uninstalled it, did you just hit it with a sledgehammer or did you actually take it down?
Absolutely not. I watched about 1,000 YouTube videos.
Yes.
I have solar panels, so I had to make sure two circuit breakers were off and the power was not there. I wore gloves and I made sure that I tested the everything to make sure there was no electric running through it. And every moment I was like, God protect me. Yeah. Don't strike
Did you do
down.
The thing where you touch the wires to your tongue to make sure that there's no electricity?
Oh, my word.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. I wasn't brave enough. I just kept turning the light on and off to make it work.
Jennifer, if I ever needed a ceiling fan installed, I would definitely trust you as a beginner more than I would Wally.
Oh, come on. I just did one too over the weekend.
You are talking about touching your tongue to a live wire.
I'm still here, aren't I?
Barely.
Well, good for you, because it takes longer than you would think, and you have to think about the wires and connecting them, because I'm colorblind, and so...
Oh my gosh, wow. Once again, I trust Jennifer. Wow.
So what's your boss queen moment?
Well, I have a little eBay business. I sell jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, that's right, up Betty Rock's alley. She loves buying puzzles and doing them.
All right, Betty Rock, mainly puzzles on eBay. All right, anyway.
Put a little plug in there. I like
that's
it.
That's a boss
like
queen
it.
Right there.
It
She's
is.
Taking care of business. TCB, baby.
You bet. So I search them out, lots of different places. I mean, I'm on Facebook Marketplace, you know, yard sales, whatever, you know, try to find a good, and then, you know, sell them on eBay and make a couple of bucks a puzzle. You know, I'm not trying to get out there and, you know, make a fortune, and some people are, but I, you know, to me it's a game. And I happened upon a Marketplace posting this last week and ended up getting over 100-something puzzles for like $2 each.
Oh, wow. So your profit margin is going to be great. If this was Shark Tank, I'd be like, tell me more. Just, what are you buying these puzzles for? What are you selling them for? I might be an investor at this point.
Well, I sell them for whatever the market will bear.
Now, I have a question, Anne, because I always ask this to people that I buy used jigsaw puzzles from. How do you know that they all have the pieces?
Yes.
Do you put them together yourself?
Heck no. most of the time, I trust the person that I bought them from. There are ones where I will count them. I had somebody send me a message on eBay the other morning, and it was a 1,500-piece puzzle. And they said, all the pieces there, and I thought, oh, my gosh. So I counted them.
Yeah, see, that makes sense. Like, that would take way less time than doing them.
It doesn't take that long to count them.
And just as satisfying. Like, when you haven't had to start over at, like, 1,400 of a 1,500-piece puzzle, and you're like, 1,401, where was I?
Oh, no. You make hash marks on a piece of paper. You don't do that.
Oh, good idea. You see, you're a pro. Boss queen!
Woo!
I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
I know there are definitely two teams when it comes to COVID. You have Team Vaccine and Team No Needle. But here might be some good news outside the prevention of COVID that deals more with the treatment of it. I'm like, okay, that's good, because we've been talking about the vaccine for so long, but then it's like, well, what do you do if you've already gotten it?
Mm-hmm.
And so while the numbers are significantly lower of fatalities, people are still getting the disease, and the FDA gave an emergency authorization of an antibody treatment for mild to moderate COVID patients from 12 years old and up. And so basically what it is, it's like an antibody drug, because that's been the whole thing. They check your antibodies if you've ever to see if you've had it before, and that is where it fights it on that level of the resistance. It's called Sotrovimab.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It belongs to a class of drugs called monoclonal clonals, okay? So I'm not a scientist, not a biologist. This is rough.
Trying your best.
Thank you. I'd like to see you do better. so it works on antibodies, which mimic the natural antibodies that the body generates to fight off infection. And so the antibody treatment is going to be available in the coming weeks. And they are adding a plan. The company is adding a plan to submit the marketing application to the FDA. I love how they're already thinking about the marketing of it. Like, hey, let's just worry about the health stuff first. But then it's like, no, the good news is we'll be able to see 2-minute-long commercials of people living their best lives, playing frisbee golf, dancing under the stars, playing playfully or bouncing in a jumpy bounce house while a massive list of side effects is read. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, it helps with COVID, too. You know, like, that's going to be great. So still, in the end, though, good news on that front is we're making some progress.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of my favorite segments we do is Are You Kidding Me? This is where we just talk to kids about stuff and get your opinion. So if you were a kid, this is your moment. You get to be on the radio with us, and we want to hear what you have to say, especially when it comes to something as important as this issue.
Yeah, we want to know what would be a dinner table rule that you would like to see implemented. Because, you know, like as a kid, your parents are telling you, you know, you can't leave the table until everyone else is done. Well, that's like, then you got to sit there and wait.
I know. And you're like, my sister eats so slow and I just want to be outside playing, you know.
Got to shove the food down her throat.
I know. And so that's one rule that maybe you're like, yeah, you know, I'd like to change that rule. Or maybe you'd like, you know what? Silverware is so 2090.
Yeah.
Like, let's eat with our hands. Like, let's just do that. Like,
I don't know about that one.
I'd be down for that. Like, if my kid came up with that one day and went, hey, I got a new rule today. Let's eat with our hands. I'd be like, all right, let's try this. Unfortunately, we're having soup, but we'll see how this goes. so those are just a couple options for you. But we'd love to hear if you could make the rules as a kid, what would your rules for the dinner table be? And who knows, man? Maybe you be creative enough and you might get one of these passed and like your parents be like, you know what? We're doing that tonight. That'll be fun. 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, the only criteria for this is you got to be a kid and you got to tell us what rule you want to see implemented at the dinner table. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call right now. So what would yours be?
Mine would be that you have to eat all of your food before you get ice cream.
Wait, that you have to eat all your food or you don't have to eat all your food?
You have to eat all your food.
So you're telling me that you would rather eat all your veggies first before you can have your ice cream?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is your mom threatening you right now? This sounds like a mom rule. Like, she's like, you better say it this way.
No.
You know what? You are a parent's dream. A kid that wants to eat all their food before ice cream? Absolutely.
Maybe she's using reverse psychology.
I didn't even think of that, Rod.
Saying this in front of her mom, using us as the passport to get her way into wanting to get the ice cream.
Because her mom's like, you know what? You're such a great kid. Right? Don't worry about those veggies tonight. We're just going ice cream.
Smart Addison. Wink, wink.
No,
we gotcha.
Like my veggies.
Well, we tried to help you, Addison. Apparently, we're the children here. What rule at the dinner table would you like to change or see implemented as a kid?
The no electronics at the dinner table.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, because it's a big thing with parents. Like, no cell phones. Can't have your cell phone. We're going to talk. We're going to have conversation. Because that is important to parents, just so you know, Makai. They actually want to hear what's going on in your world and in your head, and they don't want you distracted. So it comes from a good place. But what electronic would you like to have at the table with you?
Maybe my laptop.
What would you do with your laptop at the dinner table?
Yeah, maybe like watch some Netflix or some Hulu.
Okay.
While I eat.
All right. Makai's a multitasker. Well, dude, we appreciate you being on Are You Kidding Me, man.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, Hunter, you're up. Are You Kidding Me? What is the dinner table rule you'd like to see changed?
The dinner table rule I like to see changed would be games at the table.
Oh, yeah, like Twister. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You just put the mat right there on the table. And
I was kind of thinking more of like Monopoly and stuff.
Okay.
You know, just to make dinner more fun, because usually when you're sitting at the table, you're like, oh, this is so boring.
Well, and also if you're playing Monopoly while eating, you could use like a piece of bread as your little person that goes around the board, or maybe a piece of turkey meat.
You could. It'd be like dinner style Monopoly.
Yeah, you could start a whole new thing where, yeah, all your pieces, your game pieces are items from your dinner. And then if you win, here's what you do. Instead of people paying you when they land on your spot, you get their dessert.
Yes.
Oh, ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you do.
The stakes have been raised.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently we had Mercy Me in, and they're such a great band. You know them from, like, their new song. And they're fun live. Like, they're, I mean, a big worship band, but they're a lot of fun live, and you really get to see that come through in this thing called Songs from a Mug, which we posted the video, right, Rock?
That's right. It's on our Facebook page. If you go to Facebook, which, I mean, everybody has a Facebook page now, but if you search Wally Show, you can see it right there on our news feed.
All right, and so what this is, they draw pieces of paper out that challenge them to play a song based on the prompt, and, like, this one was your favorite song that you would never hear in church. And they're, again, they're really great, like, doing stuff off the cuff. Ooh. That's AC/DC's Back in Black.
Only on fifth.
Yeah.
I get to know what best to be back.
I wish I had been there for this.
Wow.
From the news.
It's funny because he goes, I think I need to stop this because I think there's a swear in there.
That's great.
And then they went to a song you jammed out to in high school, and I could see them doing this one live. It's really great. Little Tom Petty.
Nice.
Yeah, this is good. And they do all their harmonies, like, live and stuff.
They're so good.
So solid. But this is my favorite one. The prompt that they drew from the mug was first song you ever wrote, and you could just see Bart's face cringe, because you know you're not great when you start off, and this is proof of that.
Strolling with Jesus.
Nice.
Oh,
down the narrow street.
Yeah, real lyrics.
He's like...
So bad.
Strolling with Jesus.
Whose song is this?
It's theirs.
It's their first one.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah. That's so great. It's funny because I sat with him at a table one time, and he was talking with another artist, and they were kicking around this idea for a song, and it was fascinating to watch his thought process of, like, well, no, what if we flip this phrase this way? Because he crafts his lyrics and takes time with it. And he's like, what if we said it this way? And it was just awesome to see his brain work, and now even more so, knowing that he's where he's at now, but he started here.
Strolling with
Jesus. He's come a long way, and Mercy Me has come a long way. And so if you want to see the whole video, just check out our Facebook page. It's worth watching and definitely worth sharing. And you can check it out. Just search Wally Show on Facebook.
Oh, electronic mail.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And if you ever want to get a hold of me, very simple, just wally@wayfm.com. And I got a couple updates on things from the show today. This first one was thanking you, Betty Rock, for naming their kitten, because it's a service we have where Betty Rock will name cats just by looking at them quickly and comes up with a name. And they like the Anna suggestion for the little cat, the little redhead cat.
They seem to be like Frozen, that movie Frozen. Yeah. They seem to be big fans of it. And it was an orange haired cat, so
with a little white in it, kind of like Anna. Yeah, it was perfect. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for all you do. Your show and the music of Way of Him has brought us through some extremely dark and difficult times over the last 5 years. God has used y'all to encourage and strengthen us and remind us of his love and ability to heal as well as restore. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Who knew that could all come from me?
Naming a cat. Yep, exactly. You never know. You never know. This is part of a conversation we had the other day about the balance beam, because Gavin let us know.
Oh.
Gavin is like a little onion. Like, we just keep peeling back layers of him, then we learn. And Gavin...
He's stinky.
He took... Well, no, he's late.
I make you cry.
Yes, and he had a he took gymnastics as a kid, apparently, and he thought he had done the balance beam.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think they probably put young boys on the balance beam just to learn balance, but it's not a an event that adults compete in, adult males compete
Which is something that none of us knew except for you.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of stuff. I'm a Renaissance man. But Grayson had a theory as to why.
Oh.
Says, hey, I was in my class today and we learned about the center of gravity. Apparently, it's different for men and women. Because of the center of gravity, women can do balance beam where it's not possible for guys.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
Losers!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's scientific or not.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not sure what grade Grayson is in, but he he sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Sounds like smart talk.
That's good enough for me. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, Grayson, thank you. And if you ever want to email me, it's real simple, wally@allwally.com. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally. And if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What you got, Gavin?
I'd like everyone to raise a pinky.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to talk about art right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to class this up. So, a man by Salvatore Garra, if that's the way you pronounce it.
Sounds like an artist.
Recently sold a piece for $18,000.
Okay.
And to me, like, I've heard of art being sold for, you know, high prices, so that number doesn't really surprise me. People put a lot of hard work into art.
Sure.
And that might be the case for this. He might think he have done this. He made a piece called A Concentration of Thoughts.
Ooh.
So it is.
So it's a guy that's thinking. Painting?
Nope. It's
sculpture.
It's an invisible art piece. He calls it an immaterial art piece.
Okay, now wait. Hold on. I have to get my head around this. So is it just like see-through and it's like plexiglass or something? So is it saran wrap? Like, is it formed of something?
You may think that there's like a million clear, you know, pieces of art. Like, you could have used all of these things. No, it is literally just air.
So
particles.
He literally took an open space and went, here's art, and I want you to pay me $18,000.
And somebody did.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
This is his quote. The void is nothing but a space full of energy, and even if we empty it and nothing remains, according to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, nothingness has weight.
Ah.
So we, in essence, create the art in our heads.
Okay. Oh, that's
deep. So it's our concentration of thoughts that leads towards this piece being real.
A minute ago, I thought he was a lunatic. Now I think he's the smartest person I've ever met.
I know.
Because he just got 18 grand for nothing. His parents, who sent him to art school, are so proud of him today. Like, your parents are like, we sent you to film school and look what you've done. You've done nothing with your life. This man has just done something.
Oxygen. Oh, $18,000.
Fantastic. Oh,
wow.
Man, that is awesome.
I'm going to be an artist.
I know. Yeah,
I think we all should be.
One and done. One and done.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have a chance for you to win a prize right now with the one and done game, but you got to have thick skin, okay? It's a fast-paced game. You're going to get one question. You have to tell me which of these two items came in higher on this top 10 list. If you get it right, you win a prize. We celebrate. There's great rejoicing in the land. If you get it wrong, I hang up on you, and a lot of times I won't even really say goodbye. It's just kind of like, okay, I'm so sorry. Click, bang, dial tone.
And you may be thinking, well, then why are we playing this show? That should be so sad and something you don't want to do. Well, I'm here to tell you that Wally, when he hangs up, he has this little goofy grin on his face, and he's like, sorry. And still does it.
I hate it so much. But that is the rules of the game.
Actions say otherwise.
The rules are bigger than me, honestly. And so,
you made the rules.
But they're still bigger than me because I'm a small person. And so that's how we're going to play, if you're good with that. Here, we're going to set the bar for you here to give you an example of this. So it's what's on your summer bucket list is the top 10 list, okay? So we're trying to find the number one answer because your goal is to get something closest to the number one answer. So Betty and Gavin, summer bucket list, surfing or camping? What do you think came in higher of those two things?
Gavin, I would say that camping came in higher because the reason I'm saying this is because landlocked states can't surf.
That's true. And but so, what if you want to travel for vacation?
But that costs extra money.
I don't think there are that many people. Like people on the coast love surfing, but I don't think there are a ton of people who think, oh, I'm going to go surf this.
Right. You've never had a desire to surf, Gavin?
No, I snowboard and ski. I can't. The water moves. I can't control the
sharks.
Water.
I know.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That's the big one.
I grew up surfing, so I love it. But you know what? Your instincts were right.
Yeah.
Camping, number one answer.
Good
stuff. So now everything you answer is going to be based on that, okay? So you're trying to see what comes in higher on this list or closer to camping when I give you your two options. So if you want to play, again, fast-paced, it's going to happen quickly. And if you get it right, you win a prize. If not, I hang up on you mercilessly. That's the way we play this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Thick-skinned people only need apply. 855. I'm not that mean. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play. So which of these two things came in higher on the summer bucket list? Sunbathing or going to a national park or monument?
Going to a national park or monument.
That was a big thing last year. A lot of people were doing the national parks during COVID and kind of in the height of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that is a really good guess. Betty Rock, do you like her guess?
I would agree with that because I think that there are some that worry about skin cancer and things like that.
Yeah.
So you can wear the sunscreen at the national parks.
Well, the sad news for me is I can only hang up on one of you. Betty Rock, you are wrong, and so is Sandy.
No!
I'm so sorry. How sunbathing came in higher, I have no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Sandy hung up on herself.
Sandy!
Did you hear that? I didn't even hit the button.
Sandy.
I swear. Sandy. I respect Sandy's game right there.
She had thicker skin than we were even expecting.
I respect that. I didn't even have to hit the button. Sandy peaced out. Nicely done, girl. That's how you play the game. All right, we got another round. We'll see if you can win this thing here on The Wally Show in 10 minutes. Here we go. Your two options are fishing or wakeboarding. Which of these two things came in higher on this list? What are you thinking?
I think fishing, for sure.
For sure. You sound very confident.
I just feel like wakeboarding is hard, so I think fishing.
Yeah, not a lot of people have access to boats and wakeboarding, but the last lady who lost was really confident, too. Betty Rock.
And I agreed with her, and she still lost, but I do agree with you, Sue.
Okay.
And so I hope I'm not a bad luck charm.
Well, Betty Rock is possibly the worst person to have on your side. Yes! I cannot believe this. Fishing came in at number 7. Wakeboard came in at number 3.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, I am so sorry, Sue-Ann. I have to do this now. It pains me.
Sure.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we hang up on you?
Oh,
boy. Again, I don't like this game. It feels mean, and I'm not about that. But, okay, well, let's play one more round. All right, Annie, all our hopes rest on you in the one-and-done game. Nobody has won yet. You're trying to get an answer closest to the number one answer, the higher answer here on this top 10 list of summer bucket list items. Here we go. Skydiving or water skiing? Which of these two things came in higher?
Water skiing.
Water skiing. Okay, Betty Rock. So far, you've been a curse.
I know. I'm staying out of this one. I don't know.
You cannot. Nope. Are you going to go with her, or do you think that's the right answer?
I'm going to go against because I'm hoping that I will help her in going against.
Okay, well, one of you is right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And this time, fortunately, it's Annie!
Woo!
Nicely done. Yeah, water skiing came in at number 2. Some other things people want to do, hiking, skydiving, fishing, mountain climbing, camping, the number 1 answer. So you know what? It was so good, Annie, that Betty Rock was not on your team today. You're a winner!
Woohoo! Thank you.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
What you got, Gavin?
So Way Now is our sister side stream if you're looking for a little bit more of like the hip-hop genre, rap or pop, or just stuff that you might not necessarily always hear on Way FM. You can go check that out on Way Now. And every week we like to highlight a new song that is playing over on Way Now. And today's song is by an artist named Sarah Reeves.
Oh.
The song is called Not My Style. She's
We've played her here too.
Yeah, like, she's also on that song with Toby Mac, Scars,
yes,
I think. So
yeah.
She's from that. But this is just her today, and the song is called Not My Style.
Different flavor from her, then. Let's hear it.
Since when is it so weird to be different? Say that I don't need your opinion.
Sarah Reeves, like years ago.
Oh, really?
And she's a great artist, but she was doing like a real big worship path as where they were taking her,
Okay.
Kind of thing. And like worship's like a big thing for her. And now to hear this departure from that
techno
into this.
Yeah. Hip-hop. I can hear it in her voice that she's got like a really beautiful voice, but they're coupling it as like a softer song with this like really cool beat that's kind of carrying the
techno.
As Betty says, techno.
Yeah.
Techno.
So if you like that, great. You can check out more stuff on Way Now, or if you have somebody that like this is their right
this
up
is
their alley.
Style.
Yeah, techno.
Techno.
Yes. I don't know if it's technically
I don't
techno
either. I don't think so.
But maybe if you just say it enough times, it'll become that. So how can you check it out, Gavin?
You can go to waynowmusic.com or you can go download the Way Now app.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you are running out of time to nominate a kid to go to Camp Electric, which is a summer camp, in-person summer camp this year. I know COVID's kept us all tied up for the last year, but now, man, your kids can go and they can learn music from some of the best in the business, Christian artists that are working and taking time off to go to camp as well and spend time pouring into your kid or a kid you know, not only music, but faith as well. And it's such a great experience. I can't recommend it enough. My daughter went for like 7 years and loved it. And it's just a great place of collaboration. And so we'd love to have you send your kid or a kid you know right now. And all you have to do is nominate them. That's the coolest thing. They don't have to audition because it's for kids of all different skill sets. For guitar, bass, drums, vocals, singer, songwriter, sound, DJ. We've got all the information for you, and you can send a kid right now. It doesn't have to be your own kid. Just nominate a kid and tell us why you think that they should go to camp. And here's how you do it.
Yeah, you can go to wayfm.com/Wally. That's where you can nominate a kid. wayfm.com/Wally. You can also text the word camp, C-A-M-P, to 91979. That's 91979. And you need to do it quickly because this is ending this Sunday.
Yes.
So if you know of a kid that's very artistic and would benefit from this, the way to do that is to enter at wayfm.com/Wally.
I would have killed for a camp like this when I was a kid. Like, it would have been so awesome to go to something like this. I mean, think of Camp Rock. I mean, that's basically what it was, is with faith. Like, I could have avoided being a DJ if I had just had these artists pouring into my lives. I could have been a rock star,
there's some things you have to be born with,
and
talent.
I don't know. I think that they can bring it out of you. I've seen them do miracles, so in any event, it's a great experience for your kid or a kid you know, but you got to get your entry in at wayfm.com/Wally before Sunday. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the
the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Pop star queen and diva Mariah Carey, back in the 90s and early 2000s, was best known for being able to release one hit after another. She said, "Always Be My Baby," yeah, then "Fantasy," "Emotions." Anyway, and also for her ability to possess a vocal range that can hit 5 octaves, including the ability to reach notes beyond the 7th octave.
Yeah, her range was crazy, and it was things that I know in the past, like, people actually would make jokes about how high her range would go, and they would be like, "She sounds like a dolphin." I'm literally not making that up. That's what people used to say about her.
Or it's like a dog whistle.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, well, who can compete with that?
Right.
Well, perhaps dolphins can. So,
like a real dolphin?
Yeah. So when Mariah recently had the opportunity to swim with dolphins, she was asked to hit a high note as high as she could to see how the dolphin would react, maybe like communicate with him. So I'm going to play you some audio. The first squeak or whistle, whatever you want to call it, you're going to hear is Mariah.
Okay.
Okay, but that's closely followed by the dolphin. Mm. And based on audio alone, the jury is still out on whether the mammal was excited or more freaked out.
That first little thing was Mariah, and
no,
then the dolphin. Yes. After, hold on, I want to hear it again. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
That dolphin is angry. That dolphin's about to murder. Dolphins don't hurt humans. That dolphin's about to murder.
Well, who knows what she said?
Yeah, that's true.
She could have offended him.
Yeah, because it's so funny because they always used to make that comparison about her sounding like a dolphin, her high pitch. Mm-hmm. And so then when you actually hear it with a dolphin, I like the dolphin better.
I do too.
I'm not going to lie. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM. And what do coffee and politics have in common?
Ooh.
People have strong opinions about them.
No, true. Oh. Very true.
Like, very passionate about their coffee. I heard Gavin talking with a guy that we work with, Jim, here the other day about K-cups, because we have a Keurig here. And, you know, everybody's got their opinion about which K-cup is the best. Mm-hmm.
And we both agree that ours is our, both of our favorites is the McDonald's one, the McCafe brand.
Oh, really?
Which I have always enjoyed. I don't care for the Starbucks one, though.
Okay.
It's overrated.
I have tried multiple K-cups, and they all taste the same to me.
Just
like, they
normal
all have
coffee.
A weird taste. A weird taste. Like, I don't like them.
Yeah, you're not a coffee drinker.
No, I'm not a connoisseur.
Or I would say Gavin is.
Yeah. I am, but I do drink mine with, like, a lot of cream in it and a lot of flavor.
Well, you say, Betty Rock, that I'm not a connoisseur, but that doesn't keep me from being pretentious with my coffee order.
Because
you know my coffee order, right?
Oh, yes. So he wants a vanilla latte at 140 degrees, the kid temp.
Yeah.
And you want double the vanilla.
Yep.
Did you say a kid temp?
Kid temp.
That's what they call it.
That's what the barista does when they want to be mean. They'll shout out, "Okay, kid temp.
Okay, little buddy."
Yeah, that's when they're like, okay, you're not getting tipped. So you can drink it right away. It doesn't burn your little mouth.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a great idea. You know, so everybody's got their own orders. There was recently a Starbucks barista who, again, tried to shame somebody by posting their picture of their order, which was for a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino, which sounds delightful.
They're delicious.
13 modifications, though, to this. Okay, get this. So the guy added 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 pumps of caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, and extra 7 frappuccino chips.
That's not even a coffee anymore.
I couldn't even remember all of that to order it, like much less get it right if I'm delivering this to somebody. So it went viral and blew up, obviously. And so here's what I'm curious about, all right? Maybe you have an order for your coffee, because everybody's very specific about it, that people think is pretentious. You call and share with us what your order is. We'll go around the room and let you know if it is or not, okay? Based on just normal humans like we are here on the show. We have different ranges of our orders, and so it might be hard to get a consensus, but we'll see, and we'll let you know if your coffee order is pretentious or not. So 855-33-WAY-FM. This coming from the guy who wants it done at Kid Temp. 855-33-WAY-FM. FM, we'll take yours right now. So, what is your order, Sarah?
Well, I consider it pretty simple. It's an iced Americano with no water, and then I add a protein shake to it.
Wait, with no water?
Americanos are made with espresso and water, correct?
Yes, but basically what I'm doing is, with adding the chocolate protein shake, is it kind of turns it into an iced mocha.
Oh, so like coffee ice cream.
Yes.
Why don't you just go to Baskin-Robbins at that point and just get some ice cream? You're like wrecking some poor barista's day. Wait, you want coffee with no water? What am I supposed to do with that? So what is your order? And we will let you know if it's crazy or not.
Mine is a venti cold brew with extreme amount of sweet cream, no whipped cream.
Define extreme amount of sweet cream. Because, like, that's different for everybody.
Like 15 pumps of sweet cream.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Let's go.
Caitlin, not crazy at all. I respect your game, because I do double vanilla, and they'll go, you realize that's 8 pumps of vanilla? And I go, yeah, maybe make it 9. Don't judge me.
Caitlin, has a barista ever acted like you're a little bit odd?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't think you're odd at all. I think you're a groundbreaker, and you're a woman who knows what you want.
Yep.
I'm definitely going for pretentious.
Oh, really? Not even girl code on that one.
No,
okay.
Come on.
I would say it's not pretentious. She didn't even go above, like, 2 ingredients. It's just coffee and cream.
Yeah,
and
just lots of it. Nothing wrong with that. Well, there you go, Caitlin. The majority rules. You are not pretentious.
Yay!
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Love you.
What do you say?
Okay. I will get, of course, the largest cup of coffee, but it's just a regular cup, okay? And then I ask them to put cream and sugar on the side, and they will always ask if you want it in, you know, to have extra room in there. But I want the most amount of coffee for the least amount. So if you get the specialty drinks, you have to pay like twice as much. So you can get the exact same drink, just your cream, sugar, your flavorings on the side, and it costs half the amount.
Oh, so you're doing it as a money-saving device, getting the most coffee, the most bang for your buck, and you're like, hey, I can whip this up myself. I didn't even go to barista school, and I could knock this out.
If you're thirsty, so I mean, that's basically all they're doing inside there anyway.
I think there's a barista right now that's crying. He's like, I'm more than thirsty. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and Simon and Garfunkel had that song, The Sound of Silence. And there are certain sounds that can bring you such joy and others terror all at the same time. It's crazy.
That's true, but I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there is a swarm of cicadas that are making their way across the country.
Apparently every 17 years they show up, and they show up in different places. I felt like I grew up with cicadas when I was a kid. I lived in Florida, and I felt like they were always there. They're an ugly little bug, like a flying roach.
Big red eyes.
Yeah, and they will grab onto you with these little hands. They have like raccoon hands that you can't really see, and they'll just like stick on you. They're really gross.
Yeah, and they like shed their skin and leave that behind on the tree trunks. Gavin's like gagging over
there. Yeah, it looks like them.
Exoskeleton. They're so big that their wings can't even keep them upright. Like you see them out in the air, and they're just like, I mean, crazy. But here's the thing. They make this really loud noise, and some people find it relaxing while others find it very annoying. In fact, 22% of people in a new study said that this sound, which we're about to play, is very relaxing. I would be one of those people.
Oh, what? Really? Okay, I want to hear this. So it relaxes you.
Yeah, 31% say it's annoying.
Okay, let's hear it. Oh man, that is no.
Oh, give me a pillow.
No, that just made me tense.
That's like luring you into the forest to. Oh,
yeah,
no.
These are winged dragons.
I am like dying.
I understand a good like camping, and you're sitting out and you're hearing frogs and crickets and things
that's
like
natural.
That. Understand that. That sounds devilish.
Yeah.
No. No. Sign me up.
That's not of this world.
Now, I don't want to go out and touch one.
That is Beelzebub.
But I'll listen to... Wow.
Yeah, they're evil.
Yeah.
That was very dramatic.
I
agree with that.
No, I don't think it was dramatic at all. No. I think that was the right response that sound. Yeah. How do you sleep at night?
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.